Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message on spiritual warfare, that this is a part of our Christian experience, and we have the promise, we have the encouragement from God's Word that in spite of the fact that, as Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you. The servant is not greater than the master. Yet He has given everything to us that enables us to be victorious in warfare, in the battles we go through. But in many cases, it's a lifelong process of really learning how to submit to God, how learning that He really does love us. The fact that we're going through difficult times does not mean that He's cast us off or forsaken us or that we've displeased Him. The enemy would go about and say, well, you know, he's the accuser of the brethren, and he will bring up things from your past, the failures in your sins that you've committed even recently, and say you're not a fitting servant of the Lord. He'll do everything he can, and sometimes use others. And if he doesn't use others, sometimes some of us are really good at just promoting the devil's work and tearing ourselves down. And God does not want that. He wants us to know that when we go through hard times, that He's with us, and there's always a reason and a purpose. Nothing comes to us that the Heavenly Father does not allow. Even if it's a work of Satan, He said, no evil will befall you. But He's allowing us to be strong, to be, just as a small child learning to walk. The fact of a parent preventing that child from stumbling or falling, that parent is there graciously holding on to that child's hand to teach it, you know, how to walk. But the fact if a child falls, that doesn't mean he's a total failure. Of course not. He gets up and tries again. It's a process. Those who go into the military, I'm speaking in the natural, there's an intense training period, physical and mental and psychological, of preparation to be the kind of soldier they need to be. And that's true in the army of the Lord. So on yesterday's broadcast, I shared about our spiritual weapons and spoke about how the Word tells us we can have victory in prayer. But sometimes, what do we do when prayer is not answered immediately? What if there's no change? And beloved, this is where our faith comes in. And some might say, well, you know, you just need to pray once and then that's faith, then you just praise God for the answer. Well, the Bible does talk about persevering prayer. And I don't wish to be simplistic or short-sighted, but in some cases, it may be a matter of unbelief if we don't have our prayers answered, but that's not true in every case. You know, if we would take this to its logical extreme, saints, we would pray ourselves out of every problem, every battle, every affliction, and every temptation at the time we wanted to. We would pray, and that would end the problem. Well, I guess we know from experience that is not the case. But we might ask a question. If we had all of our afflictions and every trial and every battle and every unpleasantness removed by a moment's faith-filled prayer, think about this. How would we learn to develop the fruit of the Spirit as patience and long-suffering and joy? How many of you have had to have patience and long-suffering through the blessings of God? That we don't need that, do we, when we're being blessed? But the important point to see here is that many times there is a time factor that may be involved in our deliverance. Of course, we want it immediately, but we know that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, His ear is open to their cry, and God will deliver. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver them out of them all. He will do it in His time and in His way. And perhaps there is no more powerful description of this occurring in the life of an individual as we look at the words given to us in the Bible, and that is in the life of Joseph. He went years with persecution. His own brothers had rejected him, sold him into slavery. He was lied against. He spent years in prison. And even though he had been used to interpret dreams, the individuals who should have spoken a good word to Pharaoh, if you will, forgot all about it, and he remained in prison. Think of what his experience was like. And yet the very things that God had promised him and that had been revealed to him as a youth in dreams, God ultimately fulfilled in his life. And he became second only to Pharaoh in the matters of the kingdom. He was elevated, he was honored, was given Pharaoh's daughters in marriage, and he was basically practical ruler of the kingdom of Egypt. And as a result, the Israelites, all 70 of them, when they migrated to Egypt to avoid the famine, they were spared. And so God had a purpose in it. Although there may have been times in Joseph's mind, he wondered what's going on when he was a man of integrity and of rightness, and everything he did, he excelled in. And so we have to see that if we go through long and difficult times of prayer seemingly not answered, it's because we have to have an understanding that a time factor can be involved. So the question now remains is, what do we do then when we're in the heat of the battle, when we are under affliction, under trials? Well, there's two things. We pray, and then we wait on God. The simple answer is found in James, the 5th chapter, verse 13. Is any afflicted among you? Let him pray. We are exhorted to pray. For the one thing that will bring us through the trying times is our relationship with Jesus, which can only be developed by prayer and reading his word. And how do we pray? Well, we can go again to the Word of God for deliverance. Psalm 25 and 17 says, "The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring me out of my distresses." And in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verse 14, he cries out, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise." We can pray for a lessening or mitigation of troubles. In Psalm 39, verses 12 through 13, the psalmist cries out, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more." And we can pray for protection and preservation from enemies. We can ask the Lord to shield us, to guard us, to protect us. In 2 Kings, the 19th chapter, verse 19, Hezekiah prayed with great earnestness, "Thou therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou out of his hand," he was talking about the king of Assyria who had come against Jerusalem, "that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only." So you see, he was praying not just for preservation from the attack of the enemy, but he was praying that God would be glorified. And that ought to be the ultimate reason for the prayers we pray. We want to bring glory to our Father. We want to bring forth much fruit. Jesus prayed that for us. And so we know that we're part of the royal family. We're his children, his sons, his daughters. And so when we are delivered, God is glorified. Psalm 17, verses 8 and 9 declares, keep me as the apple of thy eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. That's a scripture for someone listening right now. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the wicked that oppose me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. David said that, you know, 1,000 could fall at his right hand and 10,000 at his left, but he would fear no evil, for his God was with him, and that God would spare him, would deliver him from the snare of the evil one. He would deliver him from the snare of the fowler. And we can trust God will do the same for us. He's no respecter of persons. And finally, we can pray for divine comfort. Psalm 4 and 6 says, there be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou the light of thy countenance upon us. And the final scripture I'll share with you today is Psalm 119 and verse 76. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. Praise God. Well, with the Lord's help, we will conclude this message tomorrow. And in the moments that remain, I do invite you to write. I know what it is to go through very difficult times. And when you're going through battle, sometimes you feel so very alone. And you know the Lord understands, but you just, sometimes it's hard to share, even with people you know and love, because you love them, you don't want to bring them down. And we're talking now about sometimes very personal things that you might not be able to share with someone else. But know that God has raised up this ministry since 1965 to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. And I have files and files of testimonies over the decades of how God has answered prayer, because He is a prayer-answering God. And if the Lord is moving on you, if you feel that gentle tugging of the Holy Spirit, then I do invite you to write, because He has a reason for wanting you to write. Take that step of faith, whether it's by brief letter or by email. And if you do email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally to you. I will confirm receipt, however, and pray. I love you and thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, may God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.